Lottery growth pushes profits and revenue up for Danske Spil in 2023. The Danish gambling operator Danske Spil saw a year-on-year rise in revenue and net profit in the 2023 financial year due to growth in the lottery division. The year's revenue totaled 5.04 billion Danish kroner, which was up from results of the previous year. Most of the revenue, 2.87 billion Danish kroner, came from the Danske Lottery Spil division, which was an increase of 2.5%. The operator said that the increase was the result of new games and an additional Eurojackpot draw. Revenue falls in other divisions. Away from the lottery, Danske License Spil, which includes casino games and sports betting, saw revenue fall 3% to 1.61 billion Danish kroner. This was attributed to unfavorable sports results as well as a highly competitive market. Elite Gaming, Danske Spil's gaming hall and land-based slots division, also saw revenue fall. It was down 3.2% year-on-year to 289.9 million Danish kroner. However, things were better for Danske Class Lottery, which saw revenue increase 30.1% to 250.4 million Danish kroner. Danske Spil also published revenue figures for the Swoosh Fantasy Sports platform. It fell 27.3% to 11.7 million Danish kroner. In January, Danske Spil agreed to sell its 60% stake in Swoosh to Ekstra Bladet, a Danish tabloid. Related: Danish gambling authority triumphs against 49 illegal sites. Net profits grow at Danske Spil. Breaking down costs for 2023, state taxes were 644.7 million Danish kroner. Dealer commissions were 459.6 million Danish kroner, and other gaming-related expenses were 269.6 million Danish kroner. This resulted in an operating profit of 3.69 billion Danish kroner, which is a 2.5% increase from the previous year. Danske Spil also earned 32.9 million Danish kroner in other income and recorded 247.5 million Danish kroner in depreciation and write-downs, along with 1.16 billion Danish kroner in other external costs and staff expenses. Finance costs were 33.9 million Danish kroner. Consequently, Danske Spil announced a pre-tax profit of 2.35 billion Danish kroner, a 6% increase. After a tax payment of 526.5 million Danish kroner, the net profit for the year was 1.82 billion Danish kroner, showing a 5.9% increase compared to the previous year.